You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Just two little lovebirds all alone in a little cozy nest with a little secret telephone. That's the place to rest. Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom. And a flowered carpet on the floor of the living room. In our little den of iniquity, for a girly and boy, we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much class, and so's a ceiling made of glass. Oh, what joy! Love has been that way from antiquity down to you and to me. The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined. Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind. No fools we in our little den of iniquity. For a girly and boy, we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much class, and so's a ceiling made of glass. Whee! Oh, what joy! Love has been that way from antiquity down to you and to me. The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined. Of course, she's deaf and she's dumb and she's blind. No fools we in our little den of iniquity.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Is this ever radiola? And, and none too soon. This radiola, I would have to say, ties into our first selection to an extent, though not thoroughly. We'll call it iniquity and just leave it at that. And we began with Joan Edwards in Our Little Den of Iniquity from Pal Joey Rogers and Hart, 1940. I had to play that. That was a good record to find. I'm always looking for those Liberty Music Shop items. After which, we had Jelly Roll Morton, and we do need more Jelly Roll Morton on this show. I fully admit that. Pretty Lil from 1929, just great stuff. And our theme, Willard Robeson, the Apana Troubadours. Wake up, chillin', wake up. And wake up and smell the iniquity. Why not? As I say, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and my... And there's been a little bit of iniquity in my life. Some of it's mine, but generally speaking, it's victimless iniquity, and no animals were harmed in filming this production. We're going to continue on this journey of scattershot, but here you go. Irving Erson and his Commanders, 1926. You got to know how to love. Well, that can involve it.
Thank you. to get, who has begotten yet? So listen, each lovesick beau, well, doo-doo-doo. If you have someone who appeals a lot to you, there's one thing you might as well know. I'll tell you, you gotta know how to love them. Well, doo-doo-doo-doo, you gotta know what to do.
Thank you.
Ray Miller and his Hotel Gibson Orchestra, Weary Blues, 1927. And I'm weary, too. I think that makes two of us. And there's no rest for the weary, is there, gang? Before that, the Berlin Baylor Orchestra off an unfortunately named CD called Frog Spawn, the White Hot Batch. A nice issue, but somehow that name is you don't want to consider that while you're reading. Riverboat Shuffle, 1928, and that's a very obscure band, recording in Richmond, Indiana, and not terribly well known, and that's why we're playing them. Just to have a little fun with that, beginning with Irving Aaronson and his Commanders. You Got to Know How to Love, 1926. Oh, yes, that's how it is. This is Radiola, and we know all those things, and we didn't have to go to school for them. We learned on our own investigations. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the autodidact you're dealing with right here on Radiola. If you wish to see this or any other playlist for Radiola, it's radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and that will definitely get you there. And if it doesn't, I'll have to know why. Here's a guy. Well, of course it's a guy. Who else would it be? Banjo Buddy, and he lived a long time. He apparently was a very obscure guy, and I just saw his name written down, and I've forgotten it already. That's how obscure he was. But he lived till like a couple of years ago, and he was in his early hundreds. But Banjo Buddy recorded in 1928 one of the most popular songs in retrospect of the 1920s. And if this ain't iniquity, then I don't know what is. Let's misbehave.
You should have a great career. Yes, you should, and you could. Only one thing stops you, dear. You're too good, far too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a pass? For that fatal moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber, let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say that bears have love affairs and even camels. We're merely mammals. Let's misbehave. Heart aches on. Why keep the brakes on? Let's misbehave. Now listen, hon, a little fun would be attractive. While we're still active, let's misbehave. You know my heart is true, and you say you for me care. Someone is sure to tell, but what the heck do we care? They say that spring means just one thing to little lovers. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave. Thank you.
he's busy and you can't come in. You've got nothing but your time to spend. I'm telling, I'm busy and you can't come in.
Young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition bothers us, but prunes don't sit and brood. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting sued. La 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 la. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other prunes are envious, because they know real well. No matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell.
Six Jumping Jacks, the Harry Reeser group there, and of course you had lots of Tom Stacks on there with the Prune Song, 1928. And as if to tie into that idea, we had Irene Gibbons, which was actually Eva Taylor, and you had, I think, Joe Oliver, and you had, boy, you had some good people, Eddie Lang in there. I'm busy and you can't come in. Well, one thing leads to another, the prunes, and there you go. That's not iniquity. That's more like nature's laxative. And that was from 28, as I said. Before that, Banjo Buddy, Let's Misbehave, 1928. And, there were a lot of ways to misbehave. I did some of that recently, and I was, I kind of regretted it. And this is the morning after, by the way, and I've or the evening after the morning after, and that's even worse. Radiola proceeds, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not ready to repent yet, but I'll take it under advisement. Here's 78, Gene Radomich's orchestra, 1922, Flowers of Araby. I think I had to speed this one up too. They recorded these things fast. ¶¶ Georgia Melodians, I'm Satisfied, Beside That Sweetie O' Mine, 1924. And that's a good group. That was all recorded only at Edison, and that was off their Timeless CD, beginning before that with Frank Westfall and his orchestra. Nice recording on an early D-Series Columbia flag issue, that lullaby strain, and that's sort of jazzy, 1924, beginning with Gene Radomich and Flowers of Araby, 1922, off a Brunswick. And they were well recorded, but sometimes they would try to record those things almost 85 RPM, so you have to be able to pitch those things. Otherwise, they're gonna sound terribly slow. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not terribly slow. I was considered advanced in my day, but I've squandered more potential than any 10 people I know, so I think that's certainly leveled the playing field in that regard. I make Coleridge look like an overachiever. We're continuing now with a slight nod to St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up this week, and we don't want to get too maudlin about it, because all that Celtic stuff, it makes me break out in hives, I'm afraid, and of course that'll and then people like it, that's fine. I just makes me they start singing about dying of tuberculosis in the snow, and I just have no which is like bluegrass or something. It's just can't deal with it. But this is happy stuff. And here's Steve Porter. This was a recording. John Leifert had this and transcribed it. I have a copy of this too, but I haven't quite got to it yet. So I'll use John's transfer of this. Steve Porter and his electric recording from Radiex, Gray Gull issue. Clancy's Wooden Wedding. And, a lot of wood there, I guess.
Years ago last Sunday night, Pat Clancy took a wife. 'Twas little Bridget Daly who would stick to him for life. He gave a wooden wedding, the event to celebrate. He sent out invitations to his friend, both poor and great. Now each one was supposed to bring a present made of wood. Some of the things they brought were bad and some were very good. It looked as though a lumber yard exploded in the room when Clancy gave a wedding made of wood. For there was all kinds of wood brought into the house at night. Hard wood, soft wood, kindled wood to light. Wooden shavings enough to fill a bed was brought to Clancy's house when he was 5 years wed. Now the first one to get there was Clancy's cousin Dan. He brought for a present a Japanese fan. Big Tim Maloney, just as neat as a pin. He brought a cradle for to rock the baby in. Murphy brought a sawn horse and Cassidy a tray. O'Brien sent a cord of wood for which he didn't pay. Dylan sent a keg of beer to keep the spirits up. Patrick Joseph Murphy sent a wooden bathtub. There was wood that came from China, wood that came from Spain, wood from Jerusalem across the raging main, wood that came from Russia, sent by the Tsar, wood that came from Ireland, enough to build a car, wood that came from England, wood that came from Wales, wood that came from Scotland, wood that came from jails. They passed around the whiskey and they passed around the ale. The glasses weren't big enough, they used a wooden pail. Everyone was feeling good, no one was feeling dry. All were in their glory, and their glory it was high. Someone asked Clancy, would he sing a song? Clancy said he would, but his voice was gone. Big Tim Maloney, then he gave a recitation all about the kinds of wood that grew in every nation. To hold such a racket, I can't keep it, Mum. O'Brien called Maloney an educated bum. Up jumped Maloney and he hit him such a whack. He raised up a lump on the middle of his back. That was the signal and they all began to fight. The women hollered murder and they said it wasn't right. Murphy threw the poker and he hit O'Houlihan. O'Brien threw the kettle and he threw the frying pan. Patrick Joseph Murphy threw the window dove. Maloney sat down on a red hot stove. All kinds of wood was flying through the air. Brady hit O'Grady with the rung of a chair. Murphy grabbed Sullivan, threw him on the bed, stabbed him with the clothespin and left him there for dead. The police grabbed 25 and 30 got away. took him up before the judge the very next day. The judge looked him over as before him they stood, and he gave him 60 days in jail. Now they're all sawn wood.
Light there, boy.
Say, who you trying to fall out? I got the green light. Take a look up there.
No, none of your sass. None of your sass. It's red. It's red.
Now it's red.
Never mind. Never mind. I'll give you the works and run you in. I'll run you in. What seems to be the matter with you, little girl?
Have you seen my Mom Kelly?
Why, your Mom Kelly? Why, there's 50,000 Kellys in New York. Which one are you talking about?
The one with the green necktie.
Oh, the one with the green necktie.
Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Have you seen him smile? Sure, his hair is red and his eyes are blue. And he's Irish through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle.
Michael Kelly with his sweetheart came from County Cork, and bent upon a holiday they landed in New York. They strolled around to see the sights, alas it's sad to say, poor Kelly lost his little girl upon the great white way. She walked uptown from Herald Square to 42nd Street, the traffic stopped and as she cried the cops were on the beat.
As anybody here seen Kelly? K-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Have you seen him smile?
Sure, his hair is red and his eyes are blue, and his Irish through and through.
Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle.
I care not for the moon that shines. I care not for the fancy wine. But all I want is Kelly, Kelly, and the world is mine.
Mm-hmm.
The Dan Hornsby Novelty Quartet, and novelty is the word for it. 1928, has anybody here seen Kelly? And those cops sound more efficient than the ones we got in this town, because they're actually looking for somebody. That was 1928. Before that, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. They'll be looking for me next, I know that. Let the word get out on that one. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, The Irish Black Bottom. Now there's a juxtaposition for you. 1926, beginning with Steve Porter and Clancy's Wooden Wedding. And that sounded like I couldn't see the forest for the trees in that one. Oh, boy. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we're enjoying ourselves here. We've enjoying ourselves too much on occasion, just to, like St. Patrick's Day. It's, people sell, go certain parts of town here and just celebrate, and the people who aren't Irish at all, and they need to, anybody who's facing adversity or has been through it wants to cut loose a bit, and that's what happens. And that's how you know. If you hear a really happy show, you'll know it's been a week. So this show is pretty happy. I'll leave that to your thought. But we did have one happy thing that occurred. We went down to New Jersey this past weekend and went to the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp. And there were two bands there that we really, really love. And we're going to play both of them, or recordings of them. The Baby Soda Jazz Band opened, and they killed. They were amazing. And you had Ed Polser was there, as opposed to the other guy we saw recently. But he was with Jared Engel, Peter Ford, Emily Asher, Adrian Cunningham, and Kevin Dorn sat in on drums. It was just great. Well, this is somewhat of a similar group. I don't have the personnel in front of me because I'm falling down on the job as we speak. But this was from their first CD, issued in the official brown paper bag of the Baby Soda Band. Cures Everything But the Blues was the name of it. And this is highly appropriate in context of this show. Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. 2007, that's what it says.